Luke chapter 15, the Divine Saviour. We'll treat the three parables here as one whole. The first two tell of a lost sheep and a lost coin. In both cases, the owner instigates a thoroughgoing search, determined apparently to continue efforts until what was lost is found. This points, of course, to the value of what was lost. The subsequent celebration, with many invited guests, makes precisely the same point. All this, according to Jesus, is echoed in the joys of heaven. Human beings are not rubbish. Everyone accounts in the sight of the Creator, and obviously this means you, as it means me also. Good news, I think. The third story takes all this to a much higher level. It concerns a father and his two sons. We learn that when the younger son gets hold of his share of the inheritance, he's off to a distant land as fast as his legs will carry him. And now he's free to be himself, to order his life as he wishes. It is, in his mind, a liberation. The reader is not altogether surprised, however, that his hopes of happiness and good fortune are not finally fulfilled. In the end, he's a bankrupt and on his own. Erstwhile friends have long departed. No one cares to help. The only employment open to him is in a pigsty. As the only food the animals feed on is impossible fare for a person with his Jewish background, starvation faces him. At last, almost too late, the wonderful sentence, he comes to his senses. The one hope is to return home, however humiliating, and thus, finally, thinking straight at last, he rehearses to himself what he's going to say to his father on his return home. Quote, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I well know that I'm no longer worthy to return to the family I left. Make me, if you will, one of your hired men. Then at least I can have my food and keep and live. With this hope then, and in this way, the poor man got up and went back home, delaying not a minute longer. It was just at this point that those listening, and perhaps sleeping, were stunned. For what happened next was absolutely foreign and unexpected. Apparently, when the prodigal son was still a good distance from his father, who had never ceased to yearn for his return, he was seen. Overcome with compassion at the sight of this half-starved son of his, all dignity was laid aside as the father runs to throw his arms around the prodigal and kiss him. At which the prepared speech begins. Father, I have sinned, etc., etc. Nevertheless, the father barely listens. And the moment they're back home, the orders came fast to the servants. Quick, bring suitable robes, rings, and sandals for this son of mine instead of the rags he's wearing. Get our prize calf, kill, and prepare it. Then everyone will gather together for a feast to be remembered. And so began the celebrations with hired musicians and dancers and overflowing happiness. Truly, the prodigal has come home, though not quite as he expected or deserved. Keep in your mind that Luke, who records this famous story, was also the author of the Book of Acts, and there we begin to learn wonderful things. The apostolic preaching will tell of the sinner's justification before God quite apart from the works of the law, and unnumbered crowds will gather to hear this radical gospel news, just as tax collectors and sinners crowded to hear Jesus that day. But now we must take our leave of the feast as it continues, with the prodigal safe and sound, and make our way to the fields where the elder brother has been hard at work. You know the story. After the abundant joy in Luke 15, we hear of a great tragedy in the very same chapter. It is the story of the elder brother who represents the Pharisees and teachers of the law, not so much at a later stage of bitter hostility to Jesus, but in an earlier time. Listen as they murmur or mutter at what he was teaching. This man, they said, welcomes sinners, and what is more, he even eats with them. Look at the people who are drawn to this heretical stuff. And now it's our turn to be shocked and saddened by the considered response of the elder brother to his father, who has gone out to plead with him to return to the feast and to return to his brother. It is just a sentence. He refused to go in. That is, he will not recognize the restoration of his brother, whom he describes as this son of yours, and in doing so, and how a Jewish reader would tremble at the words, he rejects his father and his authority. And this from a man who hitherto had been working for his father, faithfully carrying out his orders, and in some ways a model son, as indeed the Pharisees and teachers of the law sought to be, and not insincerely saw themselves to be so. So what of our day and our time? Who are the descendants of these critics of Jesus, his teaching and his ministry? Decent people for sure, responsible members of the community, quite likely churchgoers, as in my youth, when the most ordinary parish churches, like the one that we've attended as a family, was reasonably full once, at least on Sundays. But a deep sense of sin, such as the prodigal experienced, and a personal awareness of unworthiness that makes no claim to membership of God's family, a real conviction in the words of an old hymn, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling," all this remains foreign to many today as it did then. Hence the rarity of that joy that comes through reconciliation to the Father and a new relationship with another in Jesus Christ, our Saviour. So the message of the church is clear enough, is it not? There are none so far away from the joys of forgiveness now and of heaven thereafter, none that need feel that all hope has gone. No, as we come to our senses and do as the prodigal son did, there's a great welcome to enjoy now and a great hope to treasure for the future. But if we refuse the pleadings of the evangelist in the name of Christ and choose to remain outside the joyful company of the redeemed, the final tragedy of Luke 15 will be repeated yet again. And we know what folly and madness that is. Let's come to our senses and come to the Saviour of sinners, delaying no longer.